Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. This is a story that took place on October 6th, if I'm not mistaken, just before the massacre, may Hashem save us, took place in Eretz Yisrael, the terrible, terrible attack, the terrorists, which unfortunately killed 1,400 people or so, and it resulted in a war which continues to this day. Eretz Hashem, we will have a very quick and complete victory. Already we have killed thousands of terrorists, and may we get rid of all of them so that the world is safe, and of course, Eretz Yisrael is safe. There's a little story about someone named Dolev. Dolev began keeping Shabbos about 5 years ago, and it doesn't keep all the mitzvahs, but it does keep Shabbos. And so he was going for a vacation with a bunch of friends, in fact, enough friends that he rented a little bus that seated about 20 people. They went to Kibbutz Re'im, which is the kibbutz right near that huge party at which, unfortunately, hundreds of people were killed on October 7th, the big, big outdoor party that people were partying on Shabbos. And unfortunately, that's exactly when the massacre took place. It was at Simchas Torah, actually. And hundreds of people were unfortunately killed and other terrible, terrible things. But in any case, Dolev was driving this rented minibus, held about 20 people, and they were on this trip. However, he did not want to break Shabbos. And therefore, although this whole party was on Shabbos, this big outdoor party, festival, music festival, whatever it was on Shabbos, and many of the people that he had driven had expected that they would stay for the party, but he said, no, I'm not staying for the party. I'm keeping Shabbos. I'm going to go back home. Anybody wants to come with me, you're welcome to come with me. If you want to find your own way home, find your own way home. So everybody said, okay, we'll come, even though they didn't really want to. They said, okay, we'll come with you. We'll come back on the minibus back to a different part of the country where they all lived. And so they all left in time to get back for Shabbos. Unfortunately, for many other people, exactly in that place where they were at first planning to spend Shabbos at the festival, that's exactly where the massacre happened. And these people who, because of Dolev, who insisted on keeping Shabbos and going back home, they all came up with him. And therefore, their lives were all saved. Now, of course, we know that keeping Torah and mitzvahs does not guarantee anything. It guarantees us spiritually, but it doesn't necessarily guarantee that we will be safe. Unfortunately, many people who are in the middle of doing mitzvahs sometimes have been killed. And that includes even tefillin. That tefillin is not a guarantee. A person could be chas v'shalom killed when they're putting on tefillin or lighting Shabbos candles or anything. But nevertheless, generally speaking, the more mitzvahs we do, the more protection we receive from Hashem. In this particular story, 20 people's lives were saved because of the insistence of one person to keep Shabbos. As the Rebbe put it, just like a soldier can go to battle with a helmet or without a helmet, the helmet is not a guarantee that the soldier will be safe, but it certainly helps. The same thing with tefillin and mezuzahs and lighting Shabbos candles and all the other mitzvahs. The Torah does not guarantee that we will be safe because we are doing these mitzvahs, but it definitely helps. And the reason why it helps is because we are doing what Hashem wants, and therefore we are making a channel for Hashem's blessings. As the Rebbe says many, many times, keeping Torah and mitzvahs on a daily basis, besides the fact that we are then doing what Hashem wants us to do, also we are opening up a way for blessings to come to us. Now, once we have the war going, we are all called up to serve in the battle. If you are someone like my son who's in the reserves, he's been in the reserves for about 18 years, he served full-time for a couple years or so, 1.5 to 2 years, and then he served 18 years in the reserves. So he is actually called up and has a gun and is, you know, the military battle part of it, anymore, even though it's fairly quiet where he is on the northern border. But he's doing the job, helping doing the job of deterring an attack from the north and being ready in case there's attack, that the IDF will be able to respond accordingly. However, where I live, it's not in Israel, and therefore there's no way that I'll be in the reserves in a military way, but every single Jew is in the reserves spiritually. And therefore, we are trying to do much more mitzvahs than usual, because a mitzvah is something which protects and strengthens the Jewish people, and not just the person who's doing the mitzvah, but all Jewish people. So, for example, yesterday I went to a friend, somebody who's not yet very observant, and we put on tefillin together. I helped him put on tefillin. I had put on tefillin before for Shacharis, but this was in the afternoon. He hadn't put on tefillin yet that day. I don't think he owns a pair of tefillin. Maybe he does, but basically he puts on tefillin when I come with tefillin to put on with him. He put on tefillin. And then he said, oh, you know, I have a mezuzah that my sister sent to me about 4 years ago. It's actually still in the wrapping paper, and maybe you're going to help me put it up. So I said, of course. And we put up this mezuzah. I'm on the back door of his home. And this mitzvah of the mezuzah, not only does it help to protect my friend and me and you who are listening and all the IDF soldiers, but all Jewish people everywhere. These mitzvahs help to protect. Does that mean a guarantee that nothing will happen to us? Of course not. Hashem does not make such a guarantee, but it definitely helps us to be protected. And the more we learn Torah and the more we daven, especially now davening is so important, saying Tehillim or any kind of davening that you're doing, and extra learning of Torah, extra mitzvahs, getting other people to do these mitzvahs, introducing new people to these mitzvahs, helps every single Jewish person. And may we be successful in the war to completely dismantle Hamas, and little by little, or maybe very quickly, lot by lot, to dismantle all of the terrorists across the world and show the world that terrorists can be defeated, and to make the entire world a beautiful and safe dwelling place for Hashem through non-Jewish people fulfilling the 7 commandments of the children of Noah, Jewish people fulfilling the 613 commandments, and as the Rambam puts it, that when Mashiach will come and the Gula will come, the single occupation of the entire world, all every human being, will be to know Hashem. It happened immediately, especially with your help. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.